Summer activities are gearing up, and with them is the 46th festival season of the Des Moines Metro Opera. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom for Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Arts Showcase. The Des Moines Metro Opera kicks off their season with a brand new production of Johann Strauss II's amazing Viennese operetta, Die Fledermaus. Fabulous singing, frothy costumes, and incredible dancing highlights this magnificent production. Paired with the music of the Waltz King will be another new production showcasing Dvorak and commemorating the 125th anniversary of Dvorak's visit to Spillville. Dvorak's Rusalka will take the main stage, shimmering with aquatic beauty, elements of fantasy, and exploration of the depths of human poignancy. The third Des Moines Metro Opera production features the modern-day operatic comedy Flight, showcasing two international artists, countertenor John Holliday and soprano Audrey Luna. Join IPR Classical next Friday at noon for more details on the Des Moines Metro Opera's three main stage productions. Right now, General and Artistic Director Michael Eagle fills us in on an array of festival events that enhance their main stage productions.
In addition to main stage performances, we make a point of having a variety of events. All of them are available on our website, DesMoinesMetroOpera.org, but I'll highlight a couple of them. We will be doing a lecture called Come Fly With Me on May 31st. Christine McIntyre will be with us in the Cloud Room at the Des Moines International Airport for a lecture on Flight. We will be at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids on June 4th at 7 p.m. for a lecture on Rusalka. David Neely will talk about what he learned in the Czech Republic and about this piece. We have Peanut Butter Puccini, which is our family opera adventure, backstage tour and a performance of Jack and the Beanstalk at the Blank Performing Arts Center on June 14th and 16th. We have a Stars of Tomorrow concert on July 11th at 7 p.m. at Cheslow Auditorium. We have a couple of Young Friends events for Flight and Die Fledermaus featuring appetizers and signature cocktails and backstage tours for young professionals who are new to the operatic scene. And we also are offering a second stages production of The Tenderland at the Maytag Dairy Farms.
I'm really excited about Tenderland because it isn't performed that much and it's just a fabulous opera.
I know, Jacqueline, I'm a little reticent to talk about it because I have to tell you that it's sold out. We're working to add more seats, but I will say a little bit about it because it's such an interesting thing. The Tenderland has the luxury of being, one of the only operas, if not the only opera that I'm aware of, that's set on a Midwestern farm, written by the great Dean of American Composers, Aaron Copland, who wrote the Appalachian Spring and Rodeo, Fanfare for the Common Man, all of those great pieces, an unmistakably American sound even to this day. Many listeners may not know that he wrote an opera called The Tenderland. He set it on an Iowa farm, and it isn't maybe as prominent as some of his orchestral works, but it's something that we have always wanted to do, and it occurred to me to do this as part of our second stages series. Actually, a couple of years ago, we were just kind of looking for the right venue. Part of our strategic planning and moving forward is to engage the state of Iowa in a broader way and also to partner with other cultural entities. And of course, the Maytag name is a name that's known well beyond the borders of Iowa. And so we decided to reach out to the Maytag Dairy Farms about hosting our performance of The Tenderland out there on the farm. So our chorus and cast and orchestra will be working in collaboration with the folks at the Maytag Dairy Farms to bring this piece to life using the gorgeous natural vistas and sunsets of late evening in Iowa in July. In addition to that, they'll be providing some tours of their historic facilities, as well as a themed pre-show meal that is geared towards a menu based on an Iowa farm menu. And the performance will happen at 8:30 p.m. just at sunset on July 5th and 8th. And we are very excited about doing opera actually right in the middle of the cornfield.
Well, the music for that opera is incredible. So
beautiful.
The people that have tickets are very, very lucky. So how can folks get tickets and more information?
All ticket information is available on our newly renovated website, DesMoinesMetroOpera.org. You can find information about all of our performances. We try to surround each of our main stage productions with ways to enhance your experience, including dining before the show, preview talks 45 minutes before the production. Some performances, there are backstage tours available after the show, as well as a variety of other opportunities to really make an evening of it. We offer shuttle service for select performances from Des Moines down to the Indianola location for patrons who would rather not drive at night. So that's available on our website as well. And all of our performances, no matter what language they're sung in, include English supertitles above the stage so that you can follow along.
Please join Iowa Public Radio in supporting the arts in Iowa. Thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase goes to Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble and Chris Fenton. And a big thanks to the General and Artistic Director of the Des Moines Metro Opera, Michael Eagle. And thank you so much, Michael.
Of course.